The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara over here in the Dharm, Daf Samach Gimel with Beis, says that someone makes a nether, and he says that the duration of his nether should last until Rosh Chodesh Adar. And the question in the Gemara is, which Rosh Chodesh Adar is he referring to? In a case where you have a leap year, so we know there are 2 months that have Adars. There's Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Since there are 2 months that have the same name, they're called Adar. So the question in the Gemara is, until which month is included in his nether when he says that his nether should extend until Rosh Chodesh of Adar? So the Gemara says, Naskona, that if somebody was not aware that the month was going to be added and it's going to be a leap year, so then we assume that he means the first Adar, because in Derech Klal he means the first Adar that comes to mind, which is the Adar following Shvat. However, if it was known beforehand, before this person made the nether, that this year in fact had two Adars, then the Gemara says that it's assumed, we can say the halacha is when someone says a Chodesh Adar, his nether goes until the second Adar. That's Maskon of the Gemara. Tosis over here explains what's the reason why when someone makes a nether and he knows that there's a leap year, that we say that he means the second Adar, not the first Adar. So Tosis says that in reality, the Tosis says Adar Stam Shan Uberes Hainu Adar Sheni. When somebody is during a leap year and someone during a leap year says. He talks about the month of Adar, and he doesn't specify which Adar he's referring to. It means Adar Sheni. Why, says Taisus? The Chodesh Ho'iber Adar Rishon Hu, V'lei Adar Sheni. Taisus says that we know when they have a leap year that there's an extra month. So the question is, which month is the extra one? Is the extra month the first Adar, or is the extra month the second Adar? Every other month is not extra, but when I have two Adars, so which month is considered the extra month? Says Tosis, the extra month is Adar Rishon, not Adar Sheni. Therefore, when somebody talks about Adar Stam, which means the general Adar, the real Adar, the true Adar, which is the same month as in every other year, that refers to Adar Sheni. And therefore, Tosis says the extra month, the month that was added, is not the second month of Adar. In fact, it is the first month of Adar. And Tosis proves it. Tosis says, he brings two proofs. Tosis says, first of all, we paskin that we know every month either has 29 or 30 days. And the Gemara says that we paskin that the Adar Sheni, the second Adar, which is the Adar which is next to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it always has 29 days. Which means in a regular year when there's only one Adar, Adar has 29 days. And in a leap year, the second Adar has 29 days. How many days does the first Adar have? So Tosfos says that the first Adar always has 30 days. In fact, there's a machlokes about it in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, but the Maskana and the way our calendar is set up today, that is that the extra Adar is always 30 days, and the second Adar is the Adar of 29 days. Therefore, says Tosfos, the Adar, which is 29 days, that's the regular Adar. The regular Adar in every other year, in this year of the leap year, is Adar Sheni, because the same Adar that has 29 days has over here in this year, has the leap year has 29 days. However, the Adar Rishon is not the regular Adar, because we see that the Adar Rishon, the extra Adar in a leap year, has 30 days. So that month, so therefore the first Adar, Tosfos says, is considered the extra month. Tosfos has another proof that we know the halacha is that the holiday of Purim falls out in the month of Adar, on the 14th day of Adar. Which Adar do we celebrate Purim? And the halacha is, the Mishnah says, that we celebrate Purim in the second Adar. So therefore, it says Tosfos, if we would celebrate Purim, if the halach would be that the extra month is the second Adar, that means that the Adar which we should celebrate Purim would have to be the first Adar. So the fact that we celebrate Purim in the second Adar, that shows us that the extra month in reality is the first Adar and not the second Adar. In fact, this is the opinion mentioned also in Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Tesvin Beis, and this is the way that the opinion as expressed by most Rishonim. However, there is a problem with this interpretation. Problem with this Hanukkah that Tosfos says that the extra month of the year is the first month of Adar, not the second month of Adar. In fact, the question is, when we add an extra month to the year, we make a leap year. Why is it that the month that we add is Adar? Why don't we make a different month? Why don't we have two Shvats, or two Tishreis, or two Cheshvats? So in fact, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Dazayin and Aleph, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dafi Beis and Beis, says that even when you make a leap year, when you add an extra month to the year, Ein Ma'abrin Ela Adar. Doesn't make a difference during what point in during the year the Beis Din decides to add an extra, this month, this year should be a leap year. In any event, whatever they decide, the month should be the year should be have an extra month. The extra month that they add will always be Adar. We find Rashi in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Zayin over there in that Gemara says, what's the reason why that the extra month that we add is Adar? Says Rashi, as the pasuk says, we find pasuk says Shomer as Chodesh Aviv. That a person, we should guard the month, the Chodesh Aviv, the month that comes in the spring, which is the month of Nisan, which has Pesach. So we make a drasha that which month is the month that's added? Chodesh Asamach L'Aviv. In fact, the reason why we add an extra Adar, the Gemara says, is because we want Nisan and Pesach to fall out during the spring. And if the year is set up as such that Pesach will come out too early, so we add an extra Adar to push Pesach up. So therefore, Rashi says that we learn that from this pasuk, Chodesh Asamach L'Aviv Aver, that the extra month has to be the month which is next to Aviv, which is the month before Nisan, and that's how we know that the extra month is Adar. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Beis over there says a different reason. What's the reason why the extra month is always Adar? Tosfos quotes a pasuk in the Megillah. The pasuk in Megillah's Esther says the Chodesh Shemosar, the 12th month, who Chodesh Adar. So we find the pasuk that says that the 12th month of the year must always be Adar. Now, if we would add an extra Shvat or an extra Cheshvan or a different month of the year, it would come out that in such a year, the month of Adar would not be the 12th month. The month of Adar would be the 13th month, because it would be an extra month. So it must be that the extra month is at the end of the year, when we get to the 12th month, which is Chodesh Adar. And then after that, we can add an extra month. And that way, we will always have that the 12th month will always be the month of Adar. You find the Mechilta that the Rambam brings down in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Sei Kufnud Gimel, which is the mitzvah which talks about Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam also brings down a drasha from the Mechilta that the reason why the month that's added is always Adar, because it's Perek HaSamach LaAdar. We darshan from the pasuk that the month that is added is always next to the beginning of the year, which is next to Nisan. So the question becomes, according to all these reasons that are given as to why the month that's added, extra month of the year, must always be Adar, according to all these reasons, you would have to say that the extra month is really the month after Adar. The month after there's regular Adar that we usually have. If you hold like Tosfos says that the 12th month always has to be Adar, so that means the regular Adar is the 12th month. And the extra month, the Chodesh Iber, which according to Arach Gemara is not called Adar, which is not the real month of Adar. It's only the Chodesh Iber, that'll be the 13th month, which would mean that the extra month would not be the first Adar, the extra month would be the second Adar. If the extra month were the first Adar, then we would have a problem, because then we wouldn't have a Chodesh Masur, Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Masur would be, the 12th month would be the Chodesh Iber, it would not be Chodesh Adar. Similarly, if we hold like Rashi in the Rambam, that the reason that we know that the month that has to be added is Adar is because it has to be the Chodesh that's Samach Ta'aviv, which means the month that's right before the spring, the month that's right before Nisan, that would imply that the extra month is the last month of the year, which would be Adar Sheni and not Adar Rishon. So the question becomes, according to these reasons, which are the sources for how we know that the extra month should be Adar, it should come out that the extra month is not Adar Rishon, like Tosfos said, by us in the Dharm. Really, it should come out that the extra month should really be the second Adar. And in fact, we find that in the Sefer Shekel HaKodesh, which is a pirush on the Rambam Hilchos Kiddush HaKodesh from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, says, he asked this question, and he says, in order to answer this question, we have to say that in reality, the 2 months of Adar are really considered one big month that's called Adar. And this, in such a way, we can understand that really it's not a contradiction to say that the extra month is really the first month of Adar, and still say that the extra month, the Chodesh Iber, really has to be at the end of the year, because it's really the same thing. They're really, the month is an extension. Over here, when somebody says Rosh Chodesh Adar, we know there are 2 days that are called Rosh Chodesh Adar. So in our Gemara, we have to determine what the person mean, what's included in his nether when he says Rosh Chodesh Adar. Does it mean the first month or the second month? So therefore, Taisus, the Gemara says it has to be the second month. But in reality, when it comes to the halacha, we consider both months as one. Chodesh Echad Aruch, he writes. It might possibly be able to suggest a slightly different answer. In fact, we could say that even though it's true that the Tosfos says that the month we add is the first month of Adar, which is the Chodesh Iver, it's still not a contradiction to say that when the Torah said that the month you're supposed to add has to be the month which is at the end of the year, which is the last month of the year, which is Adar. Because when we add an extra month of the year, we know that there are certain months. There's the first month of the year is always month of Nisan, which has Pesach. The 12th month of the year is always the month of Adar. So each month of the year has a defining name, as a defining characteristic, that this is considered a specific month. This is the month of Nisan, this is the month of Iyar, and this is the month of Shvat, and this is the month of Adar. So we could possibly suggest that when the Gemara says, Ein ma'abr nela Adar, when the Torah says that when you add an extra month to the year, that extra month of the year is not a neutral month. It's not a month that's none of the months of the year, it's not one of the 12 months. What the Torah meant to say was, when you add an extra month to the year, it's not a month that's nothing, it's an extra month of Adar. And in fact, there are 2 months of Adar, and both months have the characteristic, and they have the name that they are both called Adar. In fact, we find the Gemara Megillah has, it's not so clear from the Gemara over there, that Purim should be in the second Adar. The Gemara says, possibly Purim should maybe be in the first Adar. And the Gemara has a Manda Amar, that could be if you perform the mitzvahs of Purim in the first Adar, you don't have to perform the mitzvahs in the second Adar. In fact, the Gemara is a little bit strange, because make up your mind, which month is Adar, and whichever month is not Adar, so it's not Adar. You can't be Mekai, the same way you cannot be Mekai in the mitzvahs of Purim in Shvat or in Teves or in any other month of the year. This extra month, which is not Adar, it's not the right month. If it's not the right month, you can't possibly be Mekai in the mitzvahs. And the Gemara says over there that the discussion is in order to perform the mitzvahs of Purim, do we say we should pick the month of the second Adar, which is close, which we say with the Geula, or do we say that Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs, that a person should pick the first month to do the mitzvahs, and that way he will be able to carry the mitzvahs of Purim faster. If the question of the Gemara, if the discussion is whether the first month is considered Adar or the second month is considered Adar, so then you can't have a discussion of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. First we have to decide, what is the name of this month? Is this month Adar? Or is there a month in extra Shvat, or a different month? Or it's none. It's none of the above. And then we can discuss, though, once we decide what that month is, so then during whichever month is considered Adar, you'll keep Purim. It seems from the Gemara the opposite. It would seem from the Gemara that really both months have the halachic status of Adar. In fact, Adar, Rishon is Adar, and Adar Sheni is Adar. And this that we learn out from the Pasuk, that the month that's added to the year to make a leap year is the last month of the year, means that the last month of the year is doubled. So therefore, there's no question from Rashi and Tosfos when we talk about why the Chacham decided, why the Torah said that month that has to be added is added, because the month that's added is the last month. We chazer over and we do over the last month of the year a second time. So now we really have two Adars. So now the question becomes, now we have a different question. Now once we have two Adars, now the question becomes, which month of Adar should we consider the main month, and which month of Adar should we consider not the main month, it's the extra month? So that is what Tosfos is discussing in our sugya. Tosfos in our sugya is discussing which month do we decide is to be the main Adar and which month is not the main Adar. So as Tosfos, really the extra month is the first Adar. Of course, it's not a steer, the Chodesh Nemasar or Chodesh Adar, the 12th month is Adar. It's the Adar, it's just not the main Adar. It's a different Adar, it's the extra Adar. In fact, we could bring a riot to this Yisoid. In fact, a very simple riot. The halacha is that there's a big discussion in the Pesukim, is somehow when somebody becomes bar mitzvah, if he's born in Adar, someone who is born in Adar and the month he turns 13, there are two Adars. So the halacha is that he becomes bar mitzvah in the second Adar. Why? Because of this Tosfos, that the Chodesh Iver, the extra month, is the first Adar. So therefore, he's not considered a bar mitzvah in the first month. What if somebody is born during the leap year in Adar? He's born on a certain day in Adar Rishon. And 13 years later, it's not a leap year. So what day does he become bar mitzvah? So the halacha is, in Shulchan Aruch, Simnon Hay, it's clear, up capacity to halacha, that a person becomes bar mitzvah in Adar Sheni. In that month of that 13 years later, which is there's only one Adar because it's not a leap year, so he becomes Bar Mitzvah during that Adar. Which means to say, if somebody was born on the 10th day on Yud of Adar Rishon, and 13 years later it's not a leap year, he will become Bar Mitzvah, he will become 13 years old on the 10th day of Adar, in that year which is not a leap year. Question becomes, if I understand that the first month of Adar is not a month of Adar at all during a leap year, and it's really just an extra month that somehow made its way in between Shvat and Adar, so in that case, 13 years later, when is a person considered 13 years old? If he was born any time during the month of Adar Rishon, he really should become Bar Mitzvah on the split second in between the last day of Shvat, the 30th day of Shvat, and Rish Chodesh Adar and Aleph Adar, because that is exactly the time when he was born, because he was born in between Shvat and Adar. Happens to be the year that he was born, there were 30 days in between Shvat and Adar, and this year there are no days in between Shvat and Adar, so it should come out that when the first day of Adar arrives, he should already be considered 13 years old. From the fact that we don't say that, the fact that the halacha is that we wait till the same day of the month. If he was born on Yud Adar Rishon, he becomes Bar Mitzvah on Yud Adar. In fact, we see from there that it's not like that. We see from there that really the month of Adar Rishon is considered Adar. So therefore, this person's birthday was the 10th day of Adar. It's Adar. It happens to be that Adar is an extra Adar. So therefore, 13 years later, is there a 10th day of Adar this year? There is a 10th day of Adar. It happens to be, it's a different kind of Adar, but it's the same Adar. It's still considered Adar. So therefore, we see from there that even the first month of Adar, that's called Adar Rishon, even though it is Tosfos considers it the Chodesh HaIver, that's not a contradiction for it to be considered the month of Adar.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.